Spring of 1948, less than 24 hours after they boarded it in Loco Hills. Alice said to Lefty, "Are you sure it'll be all right if we go to your cousin's house? And how well do you know him anyway?" Lefty was carrying his guitar and suitcase, and Alice held Lois. "Look, hon, me and Cousin Andy are close. I'll tell you one thing, it would hurt his feelings if we didn't stay with him. You'll love him and his family, I promise you. They'll all love you and Lois. Don't worry any more about it. Come on, it's a long ways over there." Our cousin, Andy Cummins, had moved to Lubbock from Dallas about a month earlier and started a new garage door business. However, like any new business, it was a little slow getting started. Andy and his family were still trying to move into their house. Things were scattered here and there. The family was just sitting down to dinner when Lefty knocked. Mary, Andy's wife, opened the door. When she saw Lefty standing on the porch, she hollered, "Andy, you won't believe who's here." Lefty and his little family stayed with Cousin Andy, Mary, and their three kids. Lefty did a few odd jobs and even worked with Andy a little. Lefty did anything to make a living, and a poor one it was, too. When all you want to do is sing and play guitar, believe me, nothing else will do. One job Lefty got while they were in Lubbock was at the Lubbock Hotel as a bailman. Sometimes the guests would ask for a little more service than the hotel provided, such as, was there any whiskey to be had in this dry county? Lefty was the right man for the job. He had made friends with a bootlegger not more than a block from the hotel, so it was a simple job of supply and demand. Lefty became very good at his work. The hardest part of the job was not to let the manager catch you bringing whiskey.